Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 80, Before the Abyss. We start with war. We start with fighting. We start with the warriors gathering together and attacking the ship of the first great general.
By this time, the first great general realizes what is happening. He calls out for help from the Darklands, but there is not enough, even with a mighty Pagal. The warriors are fresh, strong, and shining a light that the Dark Ones can only overcome with numbers. Then the great general calls his own military. His military responds. They converge on the ship in droves. They will fight against the warriors. The military surrounds the ship with their ship. The first great general orders them to destroy the ship. They hesitate because they know that the first great general is on board. The first great general repeats his order. It is not really him making the order. It is the Dark One inside of him. If the ship is destroyed, the lives on board will cease, except for the Dark Ones, which is exactly what the general wants.
Meanwhile, on a planet in the heart of the darkness of the Hidden One, it seems that it always comes to this. It always comes down to Kelly and Michael. They find themselves running through the darkness of caves that are in the heart of the planet, ruled by those that feed on negative emotions. It is the home of the shadows that call themselves the Dark Ones. They thought there was a semblance of hope with Badana helping them. Badana had even detected an area where electricity was flowing. That could mean something hopeful. They came to these caves masked and assured. No one could see them. They simply walked past the darkness. No one realized that the Hidden One could see them. He sat back and watched till he wanted to move, till he saw a point to cause fear. He somehow moved the mask, or made it so the Dark Ones could also see them. He seems to be everywhere. They wonder, what is the point of running? But common sense tells them that not running is death, or even worse, possession. They pass horror upon horror in the dark. They know that they are being watched by the Hidden One. They know that he is toying with them. He is enjoying the fear in them. Out of the darkness jumps red eyes. The red eyes are
attached to horse-like creatures. They neigh in a menacing manner. These seem like the creatures that the Dark Ones ride, but they walk on two legs and they breathe fire. And they are purple, black in color. The horses block the path, so Michael and Kelly run down the only direction that they can. Another corridor. It is narrow.
Where does this lead?
I have no idea.
Why did you choose this way?
When you have no choice, choosing is easy. The small corridor finally ends in a parallelogram-shaped room. As they enter, the room erupts in sound. The sounds are squeaky and whiny. They are intelligible cries of torture. The sounds are nerve-grating and pitiful. Kelly and Michael almost feel dizzy with the assault of sound. But it is their eyes that are truly assaulted. There are bats here, but they are being changed. Their bodies are being twisted by machines. They're being twisted into the bodies that can be possessed by the Dark Ones. This is the origin of the Dark Horsemen. Seven Dark Ones are also here. The one here immediately enter the bodies of some of the finished bats. They choose the highest level of the bats. Those are high ranks. My light doesn't affect those.
It's my turn to do something.
What?
There's electricity here. The machines here are using electricity to twist the bodies of the bats. These poor creatures.
So what?
This is what we've been hoping for. Electricity can exist alongside the gardens. And that power can be used. But Donna sensed electricity in this place. And she gave me this.
Kelly pulls out a small cube. As she does, she remembers. She remembers how this day began. She remembers Madonna handing her the cube. At that time, the summoner was there watching Madonna give Kelly the cube.
I just got a weird feeling about that cube. I've got the feeling that the cube is going to be very important.
Kelly and Michael nod as the doorway opens and they see Shatter and Cowboy Jay and a bunch of crew members. The crew members are rushed onto the ship by Cam.
Hey, the rescue party has arrived.
Shatter hugs the summoner. As they do, they hear Cowboy Jay yell,
"My puppies!"
He goes off running. The whelps and cries of puppies fill the room. This is when the Hidden One moves. A giant hand of darkness swoops down. But when it hits the shining summoner, it draws back. A horde of seeming black rain comes down. It is the Dark Ones. Michael and Kelly are knocked towards a tunnel and blocked from the others. So they run in the direction of that tunnel as a group of Dark Ones give chase to the souls they see. The Hidden One is stunned and confused that his hand has actually been stained. Then the confusion turns to anger, and he puts his hand down again. Again, it is repelled. This time, he grabs at that which is repelling him. He grabs at the summoner. The doorway closes as Madonna comes under attack from a horde of horses that come her way. Only her scream is heard in the doorway as it closes. The Hidden One continues to squeeze the summoner till the summoner is covered in darkness, but the light begins to seep out of the dark of the Hidden One's hand. It travels up along the arm of the Hidden One. The summoner and the Hidden One scream. Their screams seem to fill everything that is here. Then the Hidden One says, the crystal laird! And then he withdraws. All of his darkness seems to withdraw. It withdraws into the planet. The dark ones there flee as they hear what they have never heard. They hear the fear in the voice of the hidden one. So, back with Kelly and Michael. Kelly pulls out the little cube.
It is a recorder. Madonna will record information on this error. We can see how electricity is being generated. It can signal information back to Madonna using the power that is in this room.
Kelly drops the cube on the floor and it starts recording. Sounds of a horrendous battle into the room, as does the voice of Madonna. It is more than a recording device. I can communicate with you over the stream of communication I have across it. I can send you the map too. A 2D image of a map appears. As Michael and Kelly look, the image is burned into their minds.
Madonna, can you mask us again? Or get us out of here. We are surrounded in this room.
No, I am being blocked, and I cannot even mask myself. And I am in a full-blown battle. There is one little thing that I can do. I can do a mind flash. That is kind of like Michael's power. It will not freeze them, but it will surprise them. Just do it. We're out of time. 3, 2, 1. There is a flash of light that happens in the mind of all in the room, with the exception of Michael and Kelly. Michael grabs Kelly's hand and pulls her in a direction out of the room. He can see a map in his head as he does so. They come to a room inside of a room. They realize that it is a cage. A force field pops up. It traps them inside.
We're trapped!
I am powering the force field. As long as the cube is active, I have access into here. But why trap us? But Donna does not have time to answer as the question is answered. From all sides, dark ones enter the room. They try to turn off the force field, but Madonna keeps it powered. Then they try to press against it. They are trying to drain it.
How soon before the force field breaks?
6 minutes.
Michael, can you shine?
Yes, but I cannot stop these. They're too high ranking.
Madonna, you've got to do something. When they break through, we're dead.
There's nothing I can do.
Michael, are we going to die?
Michael holds Kelly. One day. Maybe today. But at least we will die together. Kelly's eyes are shielded by Michael's chest. The oblivion actually calms Kelly.
Play the song I listened to while I was there.
The noise of war is replaced by the sound of music.
Next time, the final